Welcome to Felon Debrief, a weekly look at major criminal cases and investigations from across Australia. Each episode, we break down the latest developments in ongoing investigations, court proceedings, and cold cases. This week on Felon Debrief, Australia's crime landscape spans fugitive hunts, shocking murders, youth crime, and high-profile court cases. The hunt for fugitive Desi Freeman entered another week in Victoria's high country, with police maintaining pressure around Porepunkah and Mount Buffalo. Retired Detective Superintendent Dr. David Craig warned residents to stay alert to the smallest details. He said fugitives living rough often left subtle signs. An open shed, a quad bike out of place, a missing chicken, or strange noises in the night. Around the four-week mark, he explained, those on the run usually grew desperate, resorting to quiet thefts of food, rope, fuel, or water to survive. Police revealed they had received more than 1,400 tips through the hotline and Crime Stoppers, but Craig described that number as quite small. His advice to locals was not to second-guess themselves. Report everything, even if it seemed insignificant. Every minor piece of information, he said, could be part of a bigger puzzle, and in a search like this, it might be the tiniest detail, a shed door left ajar, a chook gone missing, that finally draws Freeman out of hiding. In Darwin, celebrity crocodile wrangler Matt Wright, known for the shows Outback Wrangler and Wild Croc Territory, was found guilty on two counts of attempting to pervert the course of justice. The charges stemmed from a 2022 helicopter crash during a crocodile egg collecting mission in Arnhem Land. The accident killed Wright's friend and co-star Chris Willow Wilson, and left pilot Sebastian Robinson with life-altering injuries. After a month-long Supreme Court trial, the jury unanimously ruled that Wright had tried to obstruct the investigation, lying to police, and pressuring the injured pilot to falsify flight records. There was an audible gasp from his supporters as the verdict was read, and Wright slumped in his seat. The jury could not reach a decision on a third charge relating to allegations Wright ordered the destruction of helicopter maintenance records. That charge remains open, with prosecutors yet to decide how to proceed. Outside court, Wright said he was pretty disappointed in the verdict and confirmed he would appeal. He was released on bail while legal proceedings continue. In Victoria's Latrobe Valley, the community is mourning the death of 18-year-old Caden Morgan, a young Indigenous leader whose life was cut short in Morwell on Saturday night. Morgan, a proud Waka Waka, Wurundjeri and Yorta Yorta man, was deeply connected to country and culture. Through his dance group, the Burren Boys, he performed at the MCG earlier this year and featured in the ABC's Take Over Latrobe Valley program, where he spoke candidly about overcoming anxiety through dance. Those dreams ended when he was found with fatal stab wounds around 10:30 p.m. Police allege he was attacked with a machete. Two teenagers have since been charged with his murder. Friends and family described Caden as a beautiful boy and a rising community leader who believed in the strength of culture and the importance of passing it on. His death has left a profound shock across Gippsland and beyond. A promising life, stolen in an act of violence. In Brisbane's Bayside, a 45-year-old man has been charged with murder and attempted sexual assault following a shocking attack at Manly West. Police allege that just after 1 a.m. on Sunday, a 44-year-old man was stabbed multiple times near a shopping centre on Trevally Crescent. He died at the scene. It's further alleged the accused fled on foot and about an hour later grabbed an 18-year-old woman he did not know, attempting to sexually assault her on a nearby street. A passerby intervened and called police, who arrested the man at the scene. The young woman was taken to Redlands Hospital for treatment. The accused, Ronald Bruce Murray, faced Cleveland Magistrates Court on Monday, charged with murder and assault with intent to commit rape. Police prosecutors told the court further charges are expected. Murray has been remanded in custody until mid-October as the investigation continues. In Perth, three people have been charged with the murder of 33-year-old Jaden Self, whose disappearance earlier this year triggered an extensive police search across the city. Jaden was last in contact with people known to him in May. After weeks of investigation and searches, police located his body in bushland at Nowagup, northeast of Wanneroo. The discovery followed forensic examinations at a property in Adderdale, where where detectives had been focusing their inquiries. On Monday, Jessica Ann Walker, 39, Jonathan Allen Donaldson, 42, and Beng Seng Su, 40, appeared in Perth Magistrates Court, charged with Jaden's murder. They spoke only to confirm their names. Walker quietly cried as the charge was read, while her two co-accused showed no emotion. None applied for bail. All three were remanded in custody and are due back in court next month as police continue to piece together how Jaden's disappearance ended in tragedy. In Melbourne, four teenage boys have been arrested following a high-speed car chase that ended with a pedestrian being struck. Police allege the pursuit unfolded across multiple suburbs, putting bystanders at serious risk. During the incident, a pedestrian was hit and required medical attention, though the extent of their injuries has not been fully disclosed. The teenagers were taken into custody and are facing charges related to the dangerous driving and the collision. Authorities have indicated further investigations are ongoing and additional charges may follow as police review footage and witness statements. The case has reignited concerns over youth crime and street safety in Melbourne, highlighting the dangers posed when vehicles are used recklessly in populated areas. Victoria is seeing a shocking surge in carjackings, with incidents rising 36% in just 1 year. In Melbourne, young offenders have even been targeting the elderly and parents with children in their vehicles. Victims have described terrifying encounters, with some saying their life flashed before their eyes as armed teens or young adults forced them from their cars. Police warn the trend is fueled by opportunistic criminals and increasingly brazen attacks in public areas. Authorities are urging drivers to remain vigilant, to lock vehicles, and to avoid confrontations. Investigations are ongoing, with law enforcement seeking to crack down on repeat offenders and disrupt the networks behind the surge. The spike has left communities on edge, highlighting both the audacity of youth offenders and the growing risks of street-level violent crime in Melbourne. In Victoria, a 15-year-old boy, accused of a string of armed robberies, car thefts, and threats to kill, has been allowed to travel to Europe on holiday with his family. The teenager faces multiple charges related to violent incidents across the state, which police describe as part of a pattern of serious offending by a young offender. Despite the gravity of the allegations, the Children's Court granted permission for him to leave the country, citing considerations of family and welfare. The decision has sparked debate about how the justice system balances compassion for minors with public safety. Critics argue that letting someone accused of repeated violent crimes leave the jurisdiction raises serious concerns, while court authorities maintain that social and developmental factors are carefully weighed in these decisions. This case highlights ongoing tensions in juvenile justice, where the courts must navigate between protecting the community and supporting rehabilitation and family ties for young offenders. In Sydney, a teacher has been charged with multiple child sex offences involving a student at a private boys' college on the Northern Beaches. Ella Clements, 24, was arrested earlier this month after New South Wales police launched an investigation into an alleged inappropriate relationship with a 15-year-old student at St. Augustine's College in Brookvale, where she was employed. The case is still before the courts, with authorities yet to release details on the exact nature of the charges or the timeline of the alleged offences. Clements remains in custody as investigations continue. The arrest has sent shockwaves through the school community, with police reiterating their commitment to protecting students and encouraging anyone with relevant information to come forward. Sydney homicide detectives are continuing their investigation into the murder of 31-year-old Nidale Ashakook in Surry Hills last year. On the evening of Friday, the 22nd of November, 2024, Ashakook was ambushed after returning to his car at a Cleveland Street service station. Officers found him suffering fatal gunshot wounds. He died at the scene. Shortly afterward, a car fire was reported in nearby Kensington, which police treated as linked to the attack. The investigation, now under Strike Force Moorlands, led detectives in late September to seek the arrest of 31-year-old rapper Harley Johan, also known as YC Uzi, who is believed to be offshore. Police have also released CCTV footage of a man of medium build, wearing a black Nike hoodie, blue track pants, and white and blue Nike runners, seeking public help to identify him. Authorities believe the perpetrator set fire to a stolen Porsche in Kensington before fleeing in a stolen white Audi hatchback. Detectives are urging anyone with information to come forward as they continue to piece together the events that led to this fatal ambush. In Victoria, Erin Patterson, the so-called mushroom killer, has announced plans to appeal her conviction for 3 murders and 1 attempted murder. Patterson was sentenced to life in prison with a 33-year non-parole period for the deaths of her relatives, Don and Gail Patterson, and Heather Wilkinson, who she poisoned in 2023, using toxic mushrooms hidden in a beef Wellington at her regional Victoria home. During an administrative hearing in the Supreme Court, Patterson's barrister, Richard Edney, confirmed that an appeal against the conviction would be lodged, though the grounds for the appeal have not yet been detailed and formal documents have not been submitted. The case, which shocked the local community, highlighted the unusual and premeditated nature of Patterson's crimes. Authorities have indicated the legal process will continue as the appeal is prepared. In the Northern Territory, authorities seized more than 240 firearms from 81-year-old Dave Lindner, a former Kakadu National Park ranger and firearms dealer, following multiple alleged breaches of firearm regulations. Lindner, who gained notoriety in 1979 for capturing the 5.13-meter crocodile sweetheart, had his firearms license suspended and now faces charges including failing to meet storage requirements and breaching license conditions. Lindner, who has managed a buffalo farm in Kakadu since 1989, is due to appear in Jabiru local court on October 28th. Jared Drew Heath, 36, pleaded guilty to seriously assaulting police after pointing a replica revolver at officers responding to a noise complaint at a Gatton caravan park in July 2023. During the incident, Heath later told officers he wished the gun had been real and made alarming comments about shooting police. Heath was sentenced to 134 days in custody, already served, and placed on 12 months probation. The court also noted minor offences, including possession of cannabis and a bong. Judge Craig Chowdhury highlighted how lucky the officers remained calm, given the gun appeared real. In New South Wales, former police officer Beau Lamera Condon, 30, has pleaded not guilty to the murder of his ex-boyfriend, Jesse Baird, 26, and Baird's partner Luke Davies, 29. Prosecutors allege the killings in February 2024 followed months of predatory behaviour after Baird ended the relationship. Lamera Condon is accused of using his service pistol to kill the men and disposing of their bodies in surfboard bags at a rural property 200 kilometres from Sydney. Appearing by video link, Lamera Condon told the court he had offered to plead guilty to manslaughter, but prosecutors refused. He also accused police and prosecutors of corruption and vowed to oppose any applications to restrict public or media access during his trial. The Supreme Court has set his jury trial to begin on September 21st, next year. The case has drawn attention to firearm access by police officers and sparked wider debate about off-duty gun handling and public safety. In Brisbane, an 8-year-old girl and her mother, Dr. Tiffany Wilkes, were found dead at an Airbnb in Kenmore Hills in what police are treating as a suspected murder-suicide. Authorities say the case has shocked the community. Queensland's education and child safety authorities have announced a review of the circumstances, including school attendance and interdepartment communication, to determine whether the system can be strengthened to better protect vulnerable children. Police are preparing a report for the coroner, and no further suspects are being sought at this stage. In northwest New South Wales, police are appealing for information after a body was discovered in a burnt-out SUV on the Kemmeleroy Highway. Emergency services were called just after 5 a.m. on Sunday, and the green 1996 Nissan Pathfinder was found fully engulfed in flames. Investigators have a possible identity for the deceased, but are awaiting post-mortem results. Authorities have stressed there's no known ongoing risk to the local community. Strike Force Mayville has been established to investigate, and police are urging anyone with relevant information to come forward. That concludes this week's episode of Felon Debrief. Be sure to tune in next week for another update on the latest crime news and developments shaping the country.